In New South Wales, health authorities are asking residents to avoid putting unnecessary pressure on the stressed health system. With 1,204 people now hospitalised with the virus across the state, that's up from 1,066 the day before, and more than 2,500 health workers furloughed, the health system is under strain. The state's chief health officer, Dr. Kerry Chount, says people should avoid going to the emergency department to seek PCR tests for COVID-19 if they're not unwell. Jared Hayes is the state secretary of the New South Wales Health Services Union. He says health workers are under extreme pressure and a longer-term strategy is needed to manage fatigue in the healthcare workforce.
We're seeing short-term strategies where we need a long-term, medium-term strategy applied. The short-term strategy was there at the outset of the pandemic. We are now in the grind and we've got to be able to work through this. And one way we will not work through this is by having a workforce that is exhausted and choosing to leave as opposed to be able to be refreshed and keep on with the job. I made the observation recently, armies will rotate people off the front line. Our example of our workforce is that we will keep you on the front line until such time as you fall over, and that is just not good enough.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.